You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Chunky's with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, July 8th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And
yeah,
Jason Bishop.
Sup.
What's up?
Sup.
I got an uncle.
July 8th, we're getting there.
I got an uncle coming in from Puerto Rico tonight. Mm-hmm. He has a conference tomorrow. He's a cardiologist. It's some sort of medical conference here in D.C.
Uh-huh.
He's here for like a day and a half. Uh-huh. So tomorrow he's like, don't worry if you can't see me. But of course I'm going to see him. I haven't seen him in over a year.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not free until 6 p.m.
They gotta come
back. That's the worst. Yeah, like what do I do? I was thinking about that as I was driving in.
Meet him for dinner somewhere, I guess.
Where is he staying?
I
want to
bring him. He's staying in Georgetown.
Okay.
You're gonna bring him out to your house?
I think so. He's never been to my house.
Well, then tell him to Uber. I mean, that's 100% what I would do.
Yeah.
You can buy. You can send him to Uber.
So you pondered going to pick him up at his hotel and then bringing him back?
I think that's what I'll do.
Oof. Okay. Yeah. You're a good nephew.
It's the heart of traffic.
Yeah, I would say, you know what? Traffic's horrible. I'm going to send you a car and just hop in the Uber, and then I'll drive you home. That's an alternative. That way you don't have to spend 2.5 hours in the car.
Yeah, I feel that's so impersonal for somebody that I'm seeing.
Who cares?
Once in a year.
He's going to drive, and then you're going to be personal with him and touchy-feely and hug him and everything when you see him. You don't have to sit in traffic.
It's an alternative.
You know what? Let him do what he's got to do.
Do what you got to do.
I was trying to think of, I might just hang out here or something.
Oh, my God. What would you do? After you're done with the gym at 11, then what are you going to do?
Nap. Nap on the couch.
No. Nightmare scenario.
Day game tomorrow by chance?
Oh, this is tomorrow, not today, right?
Day game.
Yeah.
Not in, talking about the Nats?
Yeah,
they're in St. Louis.
I was joking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. You got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd have a problem just taking a car out there.
Right. Just send him a car. Say, listen, traffic's a nightmare. I'm going to send you a car. That way it's a little easier, and I'll drive you back.
Yeah.
You'll understand that completely. Completely. My opinion.
This is your mom's brother?
Yeah, my Uncle Carlos.
Yeah. Carlito.
So Carlito. Cakes gets back into the mix today, right?
Yeah, he was off yesterday.
How many are left?
That's a good question.
See something? Are they under 1,000 already? Did somebody say in the 700s? I'm not sure if that was accurate. I thought I saw that.
I mean, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, I guess I kind of would. It's happening pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I've seen on his tweets that he's been approached by a prostitute. He's been approached by somebody offering him weed. He's been approached by somebody offering him coke.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, Vegas is a disaster. I mean, it truly is. When you start walking around the strip, it's just a kind of a disaster.
People are ready to start a party, I guess. I mean, at all times.
It's a constant party over there. It's kind of a nightmare, in my opinion. But
yeah. So, yeah, so he starts back up today. I think he said yesterday when we had him on, it starts at noon.
So I don't know how up-to-date this is. It says the main event has 3,700 players remaining after completion of day 2ABC. So have we done all that? May have.
I thought we were already through.
So that might be up. That might be up to date. That makes more sense.
We start day three today.
Start day three today. So day two, A, B, and C are done.
You start making the money at 1,461st. You make $15,000.
All right. Good. Good.
And you said how many are left? 3,200.
Now they're saying there's still 200 players who are registered for the final flight on day 2D. But after today, 2A, B, and C, there are 3,700 left. I mean, he's still got quite a haul. He's going to have to basically go another 2 days, I think.
Yeah.
Keep bagging chips.
He needs to last two more days in order to have a legit cash sweat.
Yeah.
Any idea what the blinds are up to?
No, but you could ask my wife. She is all over it.
Yeah, tell her to text you.
She is just really getting a kick out of following him in the updates. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we had him on the show late yesterday. Early for him, late for us.
Correct.
And,
There are 3,453 entrants left. The average chip stack is at $169,000.
Right.
The level info is they're at level 10 with 1,000, 2,000 blinds with 2,000 antes.
Yeah, so it's nothing. He's good. He's good.
So he's got 275? Is that how many chips
he's got? Like that.
Yeah. To be honest with you, you know what he could do is he could just come in half the day.
I mean, if he wanted.
If he wanted to, he could legit.
What
he
should do
that.
Is just
sit there.
Well, yeah, just don't tangle with the big stacks.
Uh-huh.
You know, and wait till he gets a decent hand.
He could play. He could sit there and wait for premiums for half the day if he wanted to.
Sounds like that's his specialty. He said that he's really good
patient.
At sitting out hands.
Yeah. I always thought I was pretty patient, too. I remember when we had, who's the guy with the, God, I always forget his name, Rhett Butler. When we had Rhett in after he made his run, he was like final table of the World Series like 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Right.
And I think he said he didn't go, he wasn't all in until like day 6 or 7 or something. Like, he just never had his stack at risk. Mm-hmm. Now, Cakes has been all in once or twice already, but I think in a perfect world, you want to keep that at a minimum if you can. Because you're going to take bad beats.
Yeah, and it helps when you double up a couple times and you can sit on that for a while.
You have to double up. If you don't double up a couple times, you're shot.
You're probably done.
It's impossible.
So you said the blinds were at 1 in 2,000 with 2,000 antes? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll learn more later
you
today.
You know, one thing that we didn't talk about, by the way, because we were just sort of caught up in all Nats hysteria, is the Cam Whitmore deal, which... You know, I think it could have been a sneaky good deal.
I like Cam Whitmore.
I think it could have been a sneaky good deal.
When we did the mock draft, when Cam was, you know, still coming out of Villanova, and I think I took him at number, I don't know, 8 or whatever we did the mock. I think he's going to be a local kid, went to Spalding, went to Villanova. Now, he only played 1 year. He's young. He's not even 21 yet. But Houston clearly didn't feel like that he fit because they're giving him up for 2 second-round picks. It's like giving up for nothing, but I like him.
Yeah, athletic. I want to get into that. And I think Driver has it. Looks like he has it here for later at 7 o'clock.
I don't know
hour.
Where he fits. I mean,
he's just another piece. He's a talented piece.
I think he averaged 12 his rookie year, and then it went down to about 9.5.
I think they had a hard time finding a place for him.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying if you're really good, and you're going to find a place for a Cam Whitmore. So I don't know why he didn't fit there. But I like him. I think he's good.
Yeah, I like that. So, we'll get into the Wizards a little later today, but that was a quiet deal that I noticed.
Well, the big news yesterday was the Nationals did hire Miguel Cairo to take over as manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of been through this interim manager bit before, if you look at his resume. He played in the league for
like 15 years.
17 seasons.
Yeah.
Was on 9 teams, kind of bounced around.
Mm-hmm.
Been with the Nationals since 2024. Before that, he was the minor league infield coordinator, but he was a bench coach for Tony La Russa in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then when La Russa stepped aside,
he filled in. Yep.
What I found more interesting from everything that I read yesterday, all right, Miguel Cairo takes the job as manager, was just reading about the GM who's taken over for Rizzo, D. Bartolo.
Yeah.
They said, at least in this Washington Post article, that a lot of the employees were looking forward to kind of a change of direction based on how he deals with numbers and everything like that.
Well, he is a numbers
guy. Quote is, he's going to be pushing for us to kind of catch up on the tech side. I think that we've done the work, the diligence to know what is out there, what we would like to do, and now it's just kind of operationalizing it from there. 5 people in the front office all speaking on the condition of anonymity cast Monday as the most optimistic they had felt about the future of the franchise in a long time. They cited DiPartolo's work ethic, his connections across baseball, his familiarity with ownership, his extensive background in the role, and more than anything else, his desire to engage with new ideas, new, bold, traditional, or otherwise, from every corner of the organization. So, whereas I kind of feel like Miguel Cairo is more of the same, it seems like they believe, at least these 5 people who all wanted to remain anonymous, that DiBartolo is significantly different than Rizzo. Doesn't mean it's going to work, but it's what they all describe as a fresh approach. There's more analytics,
right,
and a lot of optimism within the front office.
That's great.
Good.
Let's just say this, though. Both guys, I believe, are interim. So
that is true.
They're both interim. If they get the full-time gigs, then we can really get serious about it. But obviously, DiBartolo, you know, he's got the draft coming up, so maybe some of his thoughts and some of his analytics will play more into this draft than it would have otherwise. Great.
One of the front office employees says, where I'd most readily start is this is not hiring Mike Rizzo's assistant.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even if that's what it is in practice, he is a very different person. Very different. If people are looking for the new age, analytically minded, have his own ideas person, that's what you're getting here with the institutional knowledge of the people and the group that he's working with. So it'll be interesting to see. You're right. He is an interim, but he's being touted as this guy who thinks differently, that is more involved in analytics, that maybe something behind the scenes is going to change, which could help the future of the franchise.
We'll see. Well, yeah. Proof will be in the pudding. I can't remember. I saw something like he's from, like, I don't know this stuff, the Cambridge School of Analytics or something. Like, I don't know. Is that MIT? I don't know what it is. But he's obviously some sort of numbers guy when I remember reading about his background.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me for not knowing, but something Cambridge something.
Well, maybe Rizzo was just one of these old school thinkers. That's possible.
They even pointed to the Soto
and
deal.
And DiBartolo could be completely different. You're right.
They even pointed to the Soto deal saying DiBartolo is the one that laid the groundwork for that.
Mm-hmm.
That he kind of set it all up, laid it all out,
yep,
did the groundwork, and then he thought that the Padres was a good fit, put the players together who they eventually ended up getting in the package. So Rizzo pulled the trigger, but DiBartolo apparently is the guy who pushed for the move, and we've seen that pay dividends.
I think you could probably make that argument about a lot of the stuff that they've done, right, over the last 10 years. I mean, Mike was kind of overseeing everything, right, when you're a general manager.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of your job. Your guys present stuff to you.
Well,
do
it's
the
still,
research.
It still comes to, he can do all the research he wants. He could be the mm-hmm. math genius. It still comes down to Mark Lerner and all his, you know, relationships with whoever, you know, Ed Cohen and all these other guys. Spend some money in the offseason. Couple your young studs with some really good veterans, especially big bats. Spend some money. Increase the lineup. And then we can talk.
Well, and also,
if you don't do that, if you're going to spend $75 million to $90 million instead of $140 million, you're not going to be able to withstand 162 games, especially in that division.
Well, also, you got to be able to hit on these guys that your analytics are pumping out. Because I remember when they drafted Elijah Green, everybody was raving about that pick.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's been a big dud. Doesn't mean it won't eventually sort itself out. But so far, big disaster. Carter Kieboom, another former, wasn't he a first-round pick?
Oh, yeah.
That one, you know, big disaster.
Yeah.
So, you know, baseball, I don't know if it's statistically that way, but it sure seems like it's way more of a stretch when they draft these guys. You just don't know exactly
what
you're
getting. Happens with the Brady Houses and the Dylan Cruz of the world.
I think House, so far, the early returns look pretty promising.
Yeah.
I mean, he might only be hitting 230 or whatever, but I mean, he's having an impact.
He hasn't hit a home run yet.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah. But he's getting hits.
He's a good glove.
He's hitting 240.
That's not bad for your first go around.
First 30 games.
Yeah. Well, you've got guys come up here and hit zero.
Okay, but I mean, I think you're...
I'm not low on the bar. I think that's a pretty good start.
I think you're kind of talking about him having this impactful start. I haven't seen it.
Well, I just look at the box every day, and he's every other day he's got a couple hits. Not every day, but every other day, you know? I think so far it's been pretty good.
Anyway, we'll see if these guys have an impact. We're going to talk to Tom Lavero a little bit later in the show, get his take on what the Nationals have done in elevating Miguel Cairo as the interim manager and DiBartolo, of course, taking over as the GM. And EB, his background is with the Cambridge Associates.
Whatever that is.
Yes. Analytics for Cambridge Associates. Mm-hmm. Also, Sean Casey, former major league player, now an analyst for the MLB Network. He'll join us at 8:25 here on The Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.